What inspires people of faith to do the things they do? We're learning about each other on People of Faith with Carol Makeda on Utah's new AM 820.
And welcome back. We're learning about Christian Science. And Susan Deal, you want to talk about matter and explain that idea to us.
In 25 words or less.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you often will hear a Christian Scientist talk about reality. And what they mean by that is that which is incapable of destruction, that which is eternal. So a table, a chair, obviously we could burn or break. But that which is real to a Christian Scientist is that which is truly substantial, what they can rely on, what all of us can rely on through all time and space. And that would be God, that is not material, but spiritual. And of course we see evidence in Jesus' teachings, his healings, of what that spiritual knowledge, that spiritual sense of reality that he had, could see through leprous skin, could see through a character that needed to be reformed. And he saw that beauty in each person as the reality. And that's why he was able to bring it into evidence.
And Sabrina, talk to me about women in Christian Science.
Women have not a specific niche in the Christian Science movement. In the Christian, Mrs. Eddy was a woman, wrote the book and started the church. And women can hold any position in the church. We talked about earlier about readers. It can be a male or female. Practitioners can be male or female. Nurses can be male or female. It doesn't matter. And it is going back to how I think it, what I see is it's based in how Jesus not just talked about women, because if you look at the New Testament, he really didn't talk that much about women, but how he treated women.
How he related.
And
to.
You think about, and one of my favorite stories is the Mary and Martha story, where Martha's in there. Jesus, tell her to get in here and help me in, you know, the women's work. Yeah. And Jesus said, no, she's taken the right spot. And if you think about how radical that was for him to do that at that time, it's like, all right, you can sit among the boys when it was only men that were supposed to be listening.
That's right.
He saw that there was no gender when it came to inspiration or receptivity. And in the New Testament, who does he tell he's the Christ to? The first person is the woman at the, you know, the Samaritan woman.
Yes.
Who blew through all of those, you know, theories of who's going to be, who should be aligned to inspiration. And here it was, she wasn't Jewish, she wasn't a man, and she was
a known person.
She wasn't a whore, but she was a loose woman. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't righteous. Yeah. So here he blew out all of those, that box of who they thought should get the inspiration. And so Christian Science really follows that it is each individual, and it doesn't matter what gender or what race or anything like that. It's your individual relationship to God.
And I know, Irma, you're going to leave us with a passage here from Mrs. Eddy.
One infinite God, good, unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself, annihilates pagan and Christian idolatry. Whatever is wrong in social, civil, criminal, political, and religious codes, equalizes the sexes, annuls the curse on man, and leaves nothing that can sin, suffer, be punished, or destroyed.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, for being here and helping us understand. People in our community, we should understand. We thank you also, our listeners, for being with us. We wish for you this day peace and a peaceful week.
Embracing what inspires us and brings us together. This is People of Faith with Carol Makeda on KUTR, Taylorsville, Provo, Salt Lake City.